Is there any crowning jewel that you think of that was part of Jim's work?
Well, the number of different grassroots nonprofit organizations who focused on environmental awareness and actions were many, many organizations. One is an organization that I met John through, actually. It's called Montana Wilderness Association. But there was an organization that Jim helped co-found, a nonprofit called Musicians United to Sustain the Environment. Jim put his heart and soul into the growth of Muse, and much of Muse's work, which was primarily giving grants to different nonprofits around the country who were working on different efforts. A lot of Muse's growth was a result of Jim's touring and selling some of the music that Muse organized. So Muse certainly was one of the crown jewels, I guess, of his work.
And John?
Well, for our members, the many times that Jim toured and played at our meetings, or our many friends, like friends of the Scotchman Peaks just recently, who work for Wild Places, the more people heard Jim, the more people wanted to. So there was a ripple effect in the sense that, as Leslie pointed out, Jim had done so many tours with so many different groups. I don't know if I would pick anyone out.